朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
为什么我们每一个聚会都很重要，就是在这里。
And this is the reason we say every meeting is very important.
不管是礼拜五的、礼拜二的祷告会、礼拜天的，或是任何方式的聚会，神儿女们遇见主，他就遇见了好牧人。
Whether it be Fridays, Tuesday night prayer meetings, or Sundays, when brothers and sisters come and meet the Lord, they met the Good Shepherd.
我们只是小牧人。
We are but small shepherds.
只是透过我们让你来遇见这个大牧人。
And it is through us that you may come and meet the Great Shepherd.
好，那我们现在讲我们在这个牧养工作的实行方向。
Here we're going to focus on the implementation of the shepherding ministry here.
我这里提到四件事情，四件事情都很重要。
I mentioned these four things, these four folds are all very important.
第一件事情，我们根据整个教会成长的方向，还有每一年年度的特别主题来牧养整个教会。
And foremost, the shepherding going on as VCA is according to the church growth area and special themes for each year.
整个教会长期的方向。
The long-term direction and goal for the church.
我们只有一个蓝图，只有一个指导方针，就是圣经和圣灵。
I will tell you, we only have one blueprint, we only have one compass, that is the Word of God.
所以我们愿意照着神的心意，在圣灵的带领底下，我们能够来活出我们的意向和使命。
And according to the heart of God, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, we ask the Lord, Lord, you would help us live out this understanding and this vision.
这是我们整个教会的方向，也是我前几堂一直讲的。
And it is the general direction for our church.
同样的，在我们落实的时候
，And actually, when we start to implement these visions,
我们每一年都需要在主的面前一直祷告，主，你最近在做什么
？And we continue to pray every single year. We ask the Lord, Lord, what are you doing right now?
最近教会最大的需要或是问题在哪里？
What is the greatest need of your church? What is the greatest problem here at your church?
你要我们明年在哪些方面能够更长进、更深入呢？
What areas in our, for this church body do you want us to grow and to get deeper in?
我们差不多在暑假，甚至暑假之前都在为这件事情祷告。
I will tell you, before summer even begins, we will start praying for next year.
那有时候主很快就说话了，有时候比较慢，就拖得慢一点。但是当主一给话，我一定跟同工们。
And sometimes very quickly the Lord would speak. Other times the Lord would just prolong and let me wait. And I would tell you, as soon as I have word from the Lord, I share with all the coworkers.
所以你们在我们外面这条长廊上面看到很多很多的这个海报哈。
And so this hallway right next on the other side of this wall, you see a lot of posters that are hung.
这边列的2000年以后的几乎每一年的我们的主题。
And it listed the theme of every year since the year 2000.
其实我们从开工开始第一年就开始。
And I will tell you from the very first year of the birth of this church, we started.
弟兄姊妹，我们都希望每一年全教会所有的侍奉、所有的聚会，我们所有祷告的方向，我们都朝着你一起来长进。
And we pray that we, church as a whole, how our prayer direction, our growth direction, we together will grow in the same common direction.
我上次说过了，我们 MED, 这个牧长职团队在十月开始我们就做。就做整个明年的计划 跟预算。
So our church leadership, the MED, the ministers, elders, and deacons, starting the month of October, we began to do planning for the year to come.
我们所有明年的计划，这个各种的聚会活动都是根据这个主题来安排的。
So all the activities, everything that we will plan for the year to come is all according to the same direction, same thing.
所以这是教会牧养的第一层，讲到那个长期的、中期的。方向。
And so this is the very first level of our, the way that we shepherd is that we have a clear understanding, a direction from the Lord, what is the theme for the year.
这都是牧长职团队我们很多的祷告，尤其神在我身上给我的要求，每一年都要为这件事情特别祷告。
So the church leaders, this is a requirement that we have from the Lord, and I know this is a stern requirement from God that every year that we sincerely pray, God, what do you want us to do?
第二个教会的牧养，在落实方面哈。是借着各种的聚会，我刚才已经提过了。
And secondly, I mentioned already that through various meetings, we implement the way that we shepherd here at this church.
怎么样子让众人在聚会中就得着在圣灵里面及时的牧养
？And how do we allow brothers and sisters that through our act of worship, that at that very moment, brother and sister may be shepherded by the Holy Spirit.
我相信在座所有做过牧羊或是关怀看望的弟兄姊妹，你都知道一件事情。
And I trust all the brothers and sisters who have begun this ministry of shepherding, who has begun to care and visit others.
如果我们跟对方一起掉进问题里面去的话，我们一起都走不出来，常常都走不出来。
We'll discover that if we have sunk into the same problem that those who we're trying to care for, oftentimes we discover we can't get out of it.
我们会浪费了很多的时间、很多的感情、很多的力量。天天在解决问题，但是常常解决不了。
We'll waste a lot of time, a lot of emotions, a lot of energy, being exhausted, trying to solve problems and come to the conclusion that they cannot be solved.
因为解决问题不在于方法，而在于对的人、对的关系。
And I will tell you, to solve the problems is not a methodology. It all hinges upon whether we are dealing with the right people or the right person or the right relationship.
当他跟神的关系不对，当他自己生命不对的时候，你怎么去解决？解决不了的。
When his relationship with God is already problematic, when he's already problematic inside, there's no way you can solve the external problems.
以前我们刚开工的时候，于师母还在那个 Hewlett Packard 上班的时候。
When we first started this church, Pastor Nancy was still working at Hewlett Packard.
我们教会刚开始成立那时候来的四对左右，差不多都是婚姻上有问题的 couple。
And when we just started, there were four couples that joined us, and all four couples had problems with their marriage.
我们花了很多时间去陪他们，为他们祷告，去安慰他们，去鼓励他们。
And we spent a lot of time with them, praying with them, encouraging them.
有时候晚上十二点多一点多才回家，早上不到六点电话又来了。
And I will tell you, oftentimes we don't get to go home until midnight or 1 a.m. in the morning, and then 6 a.m. in the morning we get another call.
昨天晚上一点钟才认罪祷告的。
Last night, the couple just confessed before the Lord.
两个都和好了 ，hug 了。
And they reconciled. They were hugging each other.
早上六点钟又打得不得了了。
And six o'clock in the morning, they got in the fight again.
一言不合，一个脸色不对，一个感觉。碰到了，整个又翻掉了。
One wrong look, one wrong expression, again, and it went to explosion.
那时候我跟于师母已经累到一个地步。于师母说，她那天晚上去看完一个姊妹回来，她路上车都没办法开，她 pull over 在旁边放声大哭啊。
Pastor Nancy and I, we were so exhausted. One particular experience, Pastor Nancy was so exhausted after visiting someone, she couldn't drive anymore. She had to pull over on the side, and she just cried out and started weeping.
我们那时候我们家自己的两个孩子才五六岁、七八岁，然后又老人家住在家里，我身体也不好。教会又刚开工，根本不可能应付这些事情。
And we had two kids. There was a very, very young, and we have two elderly folks living with us. My health was not so good, and the church just started, and you can begin to imagine the difficulties that we faced.
所以我们用祷告。
And so we began to pray.
祷告是真的祷告。
We pray. We genuinely started to pray.
来管理环境。
And we started to control our environment through prayer.
奉主名叫主释放他们。
And we prayed in the name of Jesus to set them free.
弟兄姊妹，一定要靠圣灵，一定要靠圣灵牧养，一定要靠圣灵。
Brother and sister, I will tell you, shepherding needs to be done through the Spirit.
不能去讨好人。
And you cannot just appease people.
不能只是让人觉得你有爱，不够。
You can't simply let people know that you love them. That's not enough.
我跟你说，如果他觉得你有爱，他一直找你，你被他盯上了，你走不出来的。
And I will tell you, if they sense that you love them and they set their eyes on you, they will cling on to you. You will never run free.
因为人的需要是无止境的。
Because the needs of men, they are limitless.
早晚有一天你应付不来的。
Sooner or later, by your abilities, you cannot handle them.
他天天打电话找你。
And every single day, they will call you.
所以弟兄姊妹我们在牧养上一定要在乎关怀牧养，都是要把人带到神的面前。
And I will tell you, every time we shepherd someone, the end purpose and the end goal is to lead them to Christ.
所以每一个聚会对我们教会都很重要。
So therefore, we say every single meeting is important and essential.
所以我希望我们教会所有带聚会的人。
So I want to pray and ask all of you who are leaders in meetings.
不管你今天负责什么聚会
，doesn't matter what you're responsible for.
轮到你传福音，轮到你带小组查经，轮到你带诗。
If it's time for you to share the gospel, to lead your small group, to lead our singing time of worship,
我们都需要好好的祷告。
We need to pray seriously.
让这个聚会有神的同在，有圣灵明显的工作。
That this meeting is full of the presence of God. That there's a vivid visibility of the working of God.
就像早上于师母说的，你连挑诗歌。你都要像当作传信息一样认真，因为诗歌里面就是信息。
Because as Pastor Nancy shared this morning, that even when you select a song, you need to treat it as you're preaching something, because through the song, there's a message that is spoken.
我们不过是器皿。
Well, we are all but vessels.
我们不过是 channel.
We are all channels.
我们提供圣灵工作的管道。
We bring about a channel through the working of for the Holy Spirit to work.
让神的光、神的爱、神的生命能力能够透过我们，能够流到聚会，流到我们所服侍的人。
That the light of God, the love of God, and the power and the life of God would come into the meeting that we are in.
所以我们要一起来提升聚会的品质。
So we together need to come and elevate the quality of our meetings.
对，带聚会的要用心寻求聚会的内容和方式，但是我们所有参加聚会的都要有一个使命感，一起来提升聚会的品质。
And so those who are leading the meetings, you need to seek the Lord for the meeting content and format, but it's the responsibility of all of us to make better of that meeting.
我们能够配合圣灵的带领跟教会目前特别的需要。
That we may follow the leading of the Holy Spirit according to the present need of the church.
像我们教会最近特别需要我们加了一个礼拜六早上的追求聚会。
And so our church, we started a pursue meeting on Saturday mornings.
只剩下最后一次了。
And we come to the very last time.
希望你们没有参加过的，希望你们都来参加。
If you haven't had a chance to participate and attend, I encourage you to come this coming Saturday.
我很高兴每个礼拜都还有大概50个人来参加。
I'm very happy that I still see 50-some number of people that would come and attend.
虽然信息不容易明白，但是我决定相信参加的人一定会有得到祝福。
I know the messages may be hard to comprehend, but I know those who attended, they were blessed.
而且我也决定相信参加这个聚会的人，你自己读这本书跟大家一起读，你收获一定不一样。
And I truly believe that as you are studying this book alone versus studying with everyone else, what you glean and receive is completely different.
不信会后你去问他们。
If you do not believe me, ask around those who's been coming.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要为着神家的需要特别的需要祷告。
And so, brother, sister, I would encourage you to particularly pray for the special needs of God's house.
一起来提升聚会的品质。
That together we come and elevate the quality of our meetings.
我星期二祷告会有点语重心长的跟参加祷告会的人讲，我说我盼望我们的祷告会是一个这么活的一个祷告会，盼望呢已经快30年。
And I've shared with brother, sister, over and over and over that my greatest hope that in our prayer meeting on Tuesday night is a night that we are alive and my hope has lasted for 30 some years.
能够各个都有一些简短的祷告，简短的分享，让整个聚会是圣灵生命里面那么活的交流。
And that more and more people will have simple short prayers and may have some sharings that we allow the Holy Spirit to move through us, every one of us are channels.
我不是威胁大家说你们不要让我悲悲惨惨的下阴间。
And I'm not trying to threaten you or and make you feel bad that I would go down to the grave in sorrow.
但是这仍然是我今天心中的心愿，我希望我离开这个世界以前看见这个教会活起来。
But I will tell you, it is my heart desire that as I depart from this world, I want to see this church come alive.
不是外面做法的问题。
It is not what we do on the outside.
我去参加过一些聚会，他们是在外面逼的。
And I've seen meetings and been to meetings where there is very forced.
这是我亲眼参加的聚会，邵老弟兄可以跟我做见证的。 那个传道人指到谁，整排站起来。
And in the particular meeting, the pastor would point to so and so, and that entire row of brothers and sisters would stand up.
然后他们就要起来回馈，就要起来赞美，需要喊两句。
And they need to rise up to respond. To have a couple of shouts and cheers.
他手这一指这边整排又都站起来。
And then he will wave his hand on this side, and that side of people will get up and do the same.
你们看过我这样对你们吗？
Have I ever done that to you?
我是希望都是我们从生命里面出来的。
I always pray what comes out is from the life within.
外面做的，外面要求的，外面强迫的，没有价值。
And what is required on the outside, what is forced on the outside, they are not of much value.
但是如果我们看见每一次的聚会，每一次圣徒聚会的时候
，But we see every time a saints are gathered.
像罗马书第五章一样，我们站在一个恩典的地位上。
As Romans chapter 5 declares, we are standing on the grounds of grace.
元首所有的丰富要倾倒下来。
All the fullness and the blessing of the Godhead is going to be poured down.
让贵重的油从亚伦的头上流到胡须，流到一襟。
That the precious oil will come and be upon the head of Aaron until to the hem of his garment.
每一次神为中心的聚会。天是向我们开的。
Whenever a meeting is God-centered, heaven is open to us.
教会聚会应该是丰富的，应该是自由的，应该是享受的。
The church, these gatherings, they are supposed to be rich. They're supposed to be full that we can all truly enjoy.
这是最好的牧养。
And this is the best way to shepherd.
让我饱足了，让我成长了，让我蒙光照了。
That I am full, that I am satisfied, that my eyes are open to see.
让我受到激励了，又有力量往前去了。
That I am encouraged, that I have the strength to move forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们 们教会的聚会为什么这么重要？我们不随便立别的聚会。
So, brothers, this is the reason why we see the meetings at our church are so important. We don't casually just set up a meeting.
下个礼拜我的主题就是教会各样的聚会。
And so next Sunday we're going to come and talk about the topic of the various meetings that we have.
每一个聚会都有它特别的目的。
Every single gathering has a very specific purpose.
都有它希望我们希望达到的境界的。
And there is a particular place and a realm that we all want to achieve.
我们下礼拜再说。
We'll talk about that next week.
第三件事情。
Thirdly.
教会的牧养是借着分区和小组的牧养架构。
We have a structure that is set up for shepherding according to districts and small groups.
要全教会都被牧养。
That we want the entire church to be shepherded.
绝对不可能靠传道人、靠牧师。
This is not something that can simply be accomplished by the preacher, the pastor alone.
也绝对不够，也靠区长、靠长职不够的。
And the district leads, the church leadership, MED is not sufficient to just have them.
所以我们一定要借着分区和小组的牧养来帮忙达到全教会的牧养。
And so through the structure of districts and small groups, we want to be able to minister shepherding throughout the entire church body.
所以小组跟团契的牧养，我们先看一下我们教会的 structure chart 哈，在牧养上。
Before we get any further, let's look at the structure chart.
你们需要有很好的眼光，像摩西一样才能看得到。
You need an eyesight as the one that God has given Moses to be able to read this chart.
因为我在皮斯加山上 看约旦河平原的时候，只看到约旦河耶利哥而已。
And on the mount, all I can see was the River Jordan, and I couldn't see any further than that.
那导游跟我们讲说，神虽然不让摩西进迦南，但是在他身上行了一个神迹。
The guide as we went to Israel said that though God did not allow Moses to enter into the promised land, but God did something miraculous for Moses.
让他站在皮斯加山，可以从但到别示巴全部都看到了。
That he was able to as he stand on the mount, that he could see from Dan all the way to Beersheba.
所以我刚刚说你们要有摩西的眼睛。Anyway.我们教会目前大概分九个区，包括英文组九个 district.
That's why I say you need to have the sight of Moses. Our church has 9 districts.
有31个小组。
There are 31 small groups.
每个小组大概12个人到15个人。
Every small group has about 11 to, I'm sorry, 12 to 15 people.
上次教员弟兄告诉我们，我们教会大概89%的人都有参加小组聚会。
Our brother Jeff tells us about 98% of the members here at this church.
No, 89.
I'm sorry. 89% of the brothers and sisters are part of small groups.
Yeah. 那弟兄姊妹，这个数字是非常让我们感恩的一件事情。
We are very thankful of this number.
因为说到大家在这个小组里面，一定他还吸引你，他对你有祝福，你才会来嘛。
And we praise God because in these small groups, it still draws you, and so you're willing to come.
或是有更多的弟兄姊妹看见小组的重要，所以会来嘛。
And so more brothers and sisters see the importance of small group, so they're willing to attend.
然后我去过不同的教会，20%, 30%, 40%，达到50%的都已经很好了。
And I've seen many churches that we visited, you know, 20%, 30%, and some would have 50%. That they thought that was pretty good already.
所以我们教会如果有89%的人都参加小组的话，小组真的就是一个最好的牧养场。
And I would tell you, if 89% of the brothers and sisters are all attending small groups, then the small group setting is the best place where shepherding can take place.
所以不光是新来的新移民来，他来到这里有很多的问题，很多的地方需要帮助的。
Not only new immigrants.When they come to the States, they have a lot of needs and they need help.
And
so caring in that aspect of ministry is very important for this group of people.
有的人今天被公司 lay off 掉了，他不可能跑到教会马上来找我们，他来到小组就是要靠弟兄姊妹给他适当的鼓励安慰。
And so a brother or sister may have just experienced a layoff, and the most immediate place where they could receive comfort is in the small group and sisters.
这个是教会第一线的关怀，而且是最重要的关怀。
And I will tell you, this is the very first line of caring. It's the most important line.
而且小组的关怀、区的关怀一定是夫妻为单位。
And the small group caring, a district caring, and it's always set upon a couple.
所以为什么我们小组长一定是要挑夫妻啊？
And so when we pick a small group leader, it is always a couple, husband and wife.
除了学生团契跟单身团契，他们没有办法。
Aside from student fellowship and single fellowship, we run into a little more of a difficulty there.
那是不是他们不愿意，而是现在还不行？
It's not because they're unwilling, but because they are not
但是小组 小组团契牧养的原则，我们都希望夫妻一起来牧养。
But generally, in principle, for small groups and districts, we want couples, families to serve together.
我是非常感恩，我知道很多的人在难处中，在困难中，他们说来到小组或者小组长、区长去帮助他们、看望他们，得到的鼓舞。我为了这个，我感谢神。
And I am so thankful of the Lord that many brothers to share that when they go to the small group leaders, they're really comforted, they are encouraged by them.
所以现在我几乎已经。很长的时间没有听到别人 complain 说我来到这么久，一定都不来看望。
And so I honestly thank God I haven't heard somebody say I've been to the church for so long, yet Pastor Yu has never visited me.
那一方面可能你们已经太好了，不需要我。
On the one hand, maybe you guys are all great and you don't need me anymore.
第二方面你也可能找我，我也没空，对不对
？Secondly, maybe I don't have time for you, even if you're looking for me.
所以你在小组里面如果得到很好的关怀和牧养，你就不会觉得有什么特别的缺乏。
And if you're shepherd and they're a small group, you wouldn't feel like I lacked anything.
所以我希望大家在小组上，我们能够效法耶稣，都成为小牧人。
And I pray that all of us, as we are in our small group, we'll be like Jesus and be as a small shepherd.
另外在小组的牧养上面，我们有年度性的调整，一年一次有 reorg.
And so every single year we have a reorg, a structuring of our small group.
我们就是希望增加弟兄姊妹能够跟不同的弟兄姊妹、不同的小组彼此有交流，可以提供我们成长的机会。
And the goal behind the reorg is to allow brothers to have opportunity to meet each other, that we have more room to grow.
不光是为了个人小组或者整个教会。
It's not just for individuals, for small groups, but for our church as a whole, we want to grow.
第四件事情，我们非常强调以家为单位的牧养。
And fourthly, we focus on the strength that comes from shepherding from families as units.
所以我们非常越来越多注重家庭的健康。
And so we focus, you discover, we focus more and more on the health of the family.
我们每一年都还有家庭月的信息。
And so every year we still dedicate a month for, we call it the family month.
成人主日学也开特别的班。
And the Sunday schools, we have specific classes.
弟兄姊妹家长一定要在家里面负起牧养的责任。
Brothers, I will tell you, if you are parents, you need to pick up the responsibility of shepherding.
不管你会不会，你想不想做，神的责任已经托付你。
Whether you think you know how to do it or not, whether you feel like doing it or not, that responsibility has already been given to you.
所有我们前面讲的这些 function, 刚才那个一个牧者该做的事情。
And everything that we talked about, what a shepherd is supposed to do.
你要关怀。要喂养，要引导，要鼓舞，要管教，要纠正，所有的东西你都应该做的。
You need to care, you need to feed, you need to guide, you need to have corrections, admonitions, all these things you ought to do.
你绝对不能把孩子属灵的责任丢给教会，丢给主日学，丢给青少年。
You cannot take cast away the responsibility of the spiritual growth of your children to the church, to Sunday school, to youth ministries.
我们在自己家中就要开始牧养。
In our own families, we need to begin to shepherd them.
所以这四件事情很重要哈。
So these four areas, they're very, very important.
我们教会整个牧养的这个大方向。
The general direction for our church as a whole.
一个是根据教会的意向使命，还有每一年神给我们的信息。
And yet it is according to the vision.Of the commission as a whole for the church and also our annual seeking before the Lord the way we ought to go.
第二个的牧羊是借着各样的聚会。
And secondly, through all manners of meetings that we have.
我再说这件事情太重要了。
And I want to say it again, these are so important.
所以在小组团契的聚会，你们都要特别特别注重这件事情。
So in all small group and your meetings, you need to pay attention to these things.
不能够让神的儿女们空空的来，空空的回去。
Do not allow the children of God to come to the presence of God empty-handed and leave empty-handed.
第三件事情，借着分区小组的牧养。
And thirdly, through districts and small groups, we accomplish this the ministry of shepherding.
第四个，借着家庭。
And fourthly, the family unit needs to have
shepherds. 最后我们讲到因为刚才我说过了哈，这个关怀牧养关怀是牧养中很重要的一环。
And we talked about caring as one particular link that is essential for shepherding.
但是牧养决定不止关怀。
And I will tell you shepherding is not simply caring.
但是我们教会里面小组团契就是在落实牧养上最重要的一个环节之一。
And our small group and our fellowship, that it is a very essential link when it comes to the element of caring.
所以在我们教会小组跟团契两个是并行的。
And the small groups and our fellowship, they are moving in parallel.
大家应该基本上知道小组跟团契有什么不同吧
？I think everybody, I hope you know the differences between small groups and fellowship.
这个 terminology 不是最重要的哈，这个怎么称它不是最重要的。
What the terminology that we use is not the essential part of the difference.
小组基本上是根据区域。
Small groups are generally divided according to areas, district where you live.
根据你们住的地方，不要那么长途跋涉跑到教会来聚会。
And according to the locale of brother and sister in that same area, you wouldn't have to travel way across town to meet together.
积极的方面是希望小组能够在社区里面为主发光做见证，可以就近照顾圣徒，传扬福音。
And more actively that each small group may function in that community to shine and to bear light for God in that community.
那团契是为了一些特殊的需要，一种过渡性的需要。
And fellowships are for a particular need that spans across a group of people.
例如说单身团契，他们可能需要聚集在一起。
For example, singles, they may need that time where they are together.
过渡性的。
It's for a period, seasonal.
他们结婚以后进到以林，这是 young couple 还没有孩子的。
And when they are married, they enter into the group called Elim, where they are young couples. They don't have kids yet.
你说为什么 young couple 还需要有团契？
He said, why do young couples need their own fellowship?
因为要针对 young couple 要有特别的 preparation 教育跟预备。
And young couples need special preparations and special teachings.
不然生了一个孩子以后全家阵亡。
And we'll see that the whole family will fall, otherwise the whole family will fall apart once the kid shows up.
那就不来聚会了。
And they stop coming to meeting.
也不参加服事了。
And they stop serving.
因为小家伙来了，全家都是绕着他转。
Because this little guy showed up, our family is just all our hands are tied up around this kid.
我们既然说教会是让基督居首位，你包括小家伙都要一起来。让主居首位的。
If we say our church is the place where Christ is the preeminence, He's the first place, and even this little guy that is just born, he needs to know Christ needs to have the first place.
月亮绕着谁转？
What does the moon circle around? The moon circles around what?
地球。
The earth.
地球绕着谁转？
The earth circles around what?
太阳。
The sun.
这就对了。
You got it right.
但是今天孩子一生下来，我们顺序就缓了。
And if the kid is born, all of a sudden, all of these things are upside down.
变成孩子是太阳。
And all of a sudden, your kid is the center. He's the sun.
我绕着孩子转。
I will circle around my kid.
我所有的生活侍奉绕着我转。
And all of my life and all of my services, they circle me.
但是正常的就是神永远是太阳，他是中心。
And what's normal is that God is always the sun. He's always the center.
我绕着太阳转，我带着我的家，带着我的职业，带着我的孩子一起来绕着太阳转。
I circle around the sun. I take my family. I take my kids. I take my job. I take my services. I circle around the sun.
我跟你说，你如果破坏这个秩序的话
，And I will tell you if you disrupt this order,
你决定 chaos.
There will definitely
家里面混乱。
Your family will enter into chaos.
你的家里面早晚有问题。
Sooner or later, you'll discover problems in your family.
这不是我说的，因为你违背了神的秩序。
This is not from what I said, but you have brought about disorder into the order that God has ordained.
神的旨意是要叫基督在凡事上居首位。
And the purpose and the will of God is that Christ would have the preeminence in all things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主的面前，我们希望一起来团契是暂时的。
And so, brothers, again, we say fellowships for those who are part of it is just seasonal.
所以在我们教会，这些生了孩子的已经就要进到小组去了。
As soon as you have a baby, this couple they need to enter into small groups.
我想你应该不会为着不想去小组而守独身。
And I pray that nobody would say I want to be with this group of brothers and sisters. I don't want to have any kids.
不会为着不想进到小组而不肯有孩子。
And for the sake that you don't want to be part of a small group, you said, "Oh, I'm not going to have any kids."
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，人生的每一个台阶，我们都来经历主的恩典够用，基督永远得胜。
And we thank the Lord that in every stage in life, we say His grace is more than sufficient for us. He's always victorious.
所以团契是。过渡性的，而且团契是全教会性的，所以所有的团契都在教会聚会。
And so I tell you, fellowship again for those who attend, it should be seasonal for your life, and for all the fellowship we congregate here at the church.
团契不会跑到 Fremont 去举行，或者跑到这个 Saratoga 去举行，团契是在教会的。
And again, the fellowship we won't set that in different locales. They're all going to congregate here at the church.
好，第二个，我们 CEO 功能的兼顾啊。
Secondly, the functions of the CEO.
我们说过，每一个小组里面至少要 有三个同工。
And we say every small group they should have at least three distinct coworkers.
来负责这三个 function.
And to be responsible for these three functions.
负责关怀，负责造就，负责福音。
For caring, for edifying, and for outreach.
所以如果一个新的区要成立小组，没有这样子的同工的话，我们宁可先不开。
So if a particular district has a need for a small group, yet they have no one.To pick up those responsibilities, then we'd rather delay starting of that group.
任何一个小组应该像一个健康的教会，有关怀，有造就，有福音。
Every small group should model after a healthy church that there should be caring, edifying, and outreach, all three components in that group.
第三个讲到区域性的关怀和牧养。
And thirdly, shepherding and caring from a district perspective.
所以我们大概三四个小组有一个区长。
It's about three, four different small groups we would have a single district.
所以每一个小组在这个区长的带领底下，在跟牧羊底下，我们一起往前去。
So every small group under the leadership of this district leader, they move forward together.
我们从前有一些现象，现在越来越好了，就是小组长跟区长之间缺少交通。
And in time past, there was a problem that the district lead and the small group lead they seldom talk to each other.
小组开侍奉聚会，小组决定干嘛，小组出去郊游，小组这个下个 quarter 的计划，通通区长都不知道。
And the small group would get together, they would have plannings of outings and what they do for the next quarter.Order, and they left the district lead out of the discussion.
这是不对的啊。
This is not correct.
小组长要带头，要尊重区长，要接受区长的 advice 跟带领。
Small group leaders, you need to respect your district leads and respect their position.
最后一个整体性的培训计划和成长。
And lastly, we have a holistic and integrated training and planning and growing process.
这是教会为的小组团契或是牧养能够增长，我们会有西同工的培训、一同工的培训、欧同工的培训。
For strengthening small groups, the function within the small group, we have special training for the caring department, for edifying, and for the outreach department.
或是小组长的培训等等。
Or even training for small group leaders.
对不起，一下子又讲完了，我必须要停了。如果你们有什么问题，我祷告完，你们留下来问我，好不好？
I rushed through this very quickly, but we have to come to an end. If you have any questions, please stay put.
那我也很希望礼拜五大家在小组里面我们都好好的交通，怎么样让这个小组能够越来越充满了生命和祝福。
And we have wonderful discussion questions for everyone. Please hold on to them. This Friday we want to come and talk about how do we allow our small group to be a place where it's full of the presence of God and the blessings of God.
我们来到小组不仅仅得到关怀，我们更得到牧养，那个全面性的。
Not only are we cared for, but we are shepherd in a holistic view.
主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你这样爱我们。
We thank you for loving us.
你说你就是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
You say that you are the good shepherd and you lay down your life for us.
你亲自在这里牧养我们。
You personally shepherd us.
你用你心中的纯正，手中的巧妙，一生牧养我们。
According to the goodness of your heart and the wonders of your hands, you have shepherded us all the days of our lives.
特别为着教会牧养的工作，求你祝福。
And we pray particularly for the ministry of shepherding in your church. Please bless it.
你提升也加强我们聚会的品质。
Elevate and strengthen the quality of our get-togethers.
让弟兄姊妹在各式各样不同的聚会中，我们都经历到你的同在和牧养。
That brothers and sisters through whatever manner of meeting that we have, that we may experience your shepherding.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。